Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 27th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to retire. Nancy Pelosi announces another run for Congress. New poll shows President Biden beating Donald Trump in 2024. The pandemic causing a surge in alcoholism. Also ahead, division on the right over Ukraine. But first, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer announcing his retirement. The liberal judge will step down when his term ends this summer. The 83-year-old was appointed by President Clinton in 1994. President Biden will pick his replacement, of course, who will then need to be confirmed by the Senate. During the 2020 campaign, Mr. Biden promised to nominate a black woman to the court if a seat became available, which he will do. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi refusing to retire, the soon-to-be 82-year-old Democrat announcing yet another run for Congress. Ms. Pelosi was first elected to represent San Francisco 35 years ago. Said the speaker, quote, "Our democracy is at risk because of the assault on the truth, the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and the state-by-state assault on voting rights. The election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy," unquote. Wow. Survey from Politico, a left-leaning internet site, shows Joe Biden beating Donald Trump in a hypothetical rematch, 45 to 44%. That's a virtual tie. The same poll shows Mr. Biden losing to a generic Republican candidate next time around. A different survey from Gallup, released earlier this month, says Donald Trump would beat Mr. Biden by 4 points. So the president's approval rating now stands in the high 30s. And at this point, if there was an election tomorrow, I think Trump would beat him. The pandemic causing a spike in heavy drinking. According to the RAND Corporation, 69% of adult males experienced at least one alcohol-related problem last year, compared to 49% of women. That's a big crew. Researchers blame all the booze on COVID. Things like depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, loneliness. Sale of cigarettes also up for the first time in 2 decades. In a moment, Ukraine. Why is it dividing Republicans? Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Russia, Ukraine, and Republicans. Some are divided about how to handle Putin, who, as you know, is massing Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, and many fear the Russians will invade. Now, Democrats are solidly behind whatever Joe Biden does. There's very little dissent. But in the Republican Party, there's a division. So I'm going to quote 2 people. First is Republican Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis, who is a pundit on TV. Quote, "Whether we like it or not, sometimes actors, whether it's China or Russia, may take actions that we don't like, but that don't directly affect our national security," unquote. So in effect, Colonel Davis is saying, let Putin do what he wants. That would be a disaster because the United States would be perceived as weakness. If Biden allows Putin to invade Ukraine with little or no response, it would make Afghanistan look like D-Day. Some Republicans know that. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina says, quote, "Let's punish Putin now. And why don't we do a land lease bill like Senator Cornyn has doing for Ukrainians? What we did for the British in the early stages of World War II. Endless weapons to make sure there are a bunch of dead Russians if you invade Ukraine," unquote. Well, Senator Graham is wrong by saying let's punish Putin now, because Putin's the kind of guy that would react when he might not. See, my prediction is still that the Russians will not invade Ukraine because it will have dire economic consequences for Russia if the West slaps the sanctions on. Now, Senator Rand Paul, who's a Republican, but, you know, a very, very isolationist kind of guy, says, quote, "Ukraine should not and cannot be our problem to solve. It's not our place to defend them in a struggle with their longtime adversary, Russia. There is no national security interest for the United States," unquote. But there is. If Putin takes Ukraine, you think China's not going to take Taiwan, Senator Paul? Do you think Iran is not going to take Iraq? Yeah, they will. And I think that's a national security problem for the USA. So this is a complicated issue with a lot of unintended consequences for people across the board. Now, Putin is Joseph Stalin light. He wants to reimpose Russian power over nations that broke away from the Soviet Union after it collapsed. Ukraine is one of those nations. That's Putin's objective. But he's also a very shrewd person. He knows that sanctions, cutting off U.S. dollars, for example, to Moscow, might collapse the Russian economy, and then Putin himself is in a kill zone, politically speaking. So again, very complicated issue. Republicans are divided. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The healthcare industry, by far the biggest sector of the U.S. economy, generating $4 trillion each year, if you can believe it, $4 trillion. The fastest growing section of the healthcare market, vitamins. Back in 1990, consumers spent about $800 million on dietary supplements. That figure last year, $200 billion. Here are the most popular vitamins in the USA consumed during the COVID pandemic. First up, immune boosters. Many brands promote powders that pack 1,000% of a person's recommended dose of vitamin C. Companies claim the products fight the flu and some symptoms associated with COVID. This is bogus, in my opinion. Next, daily multivitamins. 60% of all adults in the USA take a multi each morning to augment their diet. That's 1 billion pills a week. I do take a multivitamin. Another bestseller is Melatonin. The supplement is sold as a natural sleep aid for those suffering insomnia. 3 million Americans use melatonin each night. Then there's Ginkgo biloba, popular among seniors. The plant was first marketed in the 1990s to help memory and fend off Alzheimer's. Studies show the vitamin can boost brain power by 10%, but I am skeptical. Fish oil, very popular. For people who are not fans of eating seafood, fish oil is a good way to get a nutritional boost of fatty acids, antioxidants, and zinc. As you may know, cod liver oil has been used for centuries to fight illness. Number one supplement, vitamin C. More Americans purchased vitamin C tablets during the pandemic than any other time in history. Sales of orange juice also up 25%. Adults purchased $1 billion of vitamin C pills last year in the COVID panic. And here's something else you might not know. After nearly a century on the market, doctors, at least some of them, still question whether vitamins actually work, whether they do anything. According to a study by Johns Hopkins University, dietary supplements have little impact on a person's mental health, weight, risk of heart attack, diabetes, cholesterol, or immune system. Back after this.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.